Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, the After Show podcast is on. Today is Thursday, July the 13th. David came in this morning completely without a goatee.
Yeah, no, I completely shaved it all off.
I'll say this. Most of the time when he walks in, or if I walk in, like, we don't make eye contact. We just say, hey, and we get to work, and we start, you know, looking at our stuff. And Facebook. I did not look at him this morning, like, at his face until like our show started, and when you were like, David, how are you doing this morning? And I looked over there, I was like it was I was shocked because I wasn't ready because he had so much facial hair, and all of a sudden it was gone.
It was just gone.
Mm-hmm. It was getting to that point though, and this sounds nasty. The hairs were starting to kind of go into my mouth a little bit, and I don't like that.
Well, why don't you trim them?
I just don't like. I don't like messing around with it, so I let it grow out, and then I just shave it.
Okay,
but
so
I hate shaving.
So when you go in to shave your face, so mm-hmm. do you trim it down first and then shave, or do you just start trying to shave away?
No, I just I basically trim this all the way down because I have like my razor is like one of those electronic ones, so it has like the thing where it cuts off the longer strands, and then you can kind of go in there and really get it down close. But I didn't even do that.
So that's not even a shave with a razor, like a.
Mm-mm. It's not a close shave
because I have my
I can kind of see it.
I have stubble, yeah.
So but I really can't see the stubble.
I'll just keep it like this because, I mean, if you can't see it, then it's not that big of a deal. But if you do see it, I kind of like the stubble look. So.
Can you see it? Like, it looks like he has a chocolate
squinting.
Milk mustache.
That's not. No, it does not.
It does from bit. Here. Can you see it? Here,
yeah,
turn to her.
Just a little bit.
She's not looking at you head on. Turn to her real quick.
Well, you look like Jeff Bridges in Iron Man.
I don't even know what that means.
You don't.
Do I look like Jeff mm-hmm. Bridges? He's older, right? Like 70. Mm-hmm. Thank you, David.
No, he doesn't. He's not 70.
He's not 70, but you
I'm
don't.
Oh, I'm
like
thinking
Jeff
about
Bridges in Iron Man.
I'm thinking about that Kurt guy who was in Kurt Russell. That's who I'm thinking of.
He's not 70 either.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
I think he
is.
I think he is.
Oh, he might be. See, this is Brandon.
Because he was in Guardians of the Galaxy too.
That's Brandon right there.
You're gonna get mad.
Let me see it.
You look just like Jeff Bridges in Iron Man.
You idiot. I do not.
Yes, you do. You're bald, have a beard. You look just like Jeff Bridges.
My beard doesn't grow nearly that thick.
Oh, man.
I'm still working on it, though. Because here's what I've always done. Every time I try to grow a goatee or a beard, I always get to the point where it's like a little bit awkward, and then I cut it off. So I never just commit and try to see how it turns out.
What point is it? Now, like, is it awkward
it's
for
awkward.
You yet?
A little bit awkward.
No, it's not. It's not awkward at all.
I think it's at an awkward
spot. Is it
spot.
Awkward when you eat? Like,
no,
is it awkward?
Because I trim it. I do take, like, I actually trim around my lips so it's not going to be hanging in my mouth, David.
Okay, whatever. No, I don't think it looks bad, though.
But I have to get used to it. And I think once it fills in a little bit more, if it ever fills in.
You're still going through puberty.
It is
that.
Weird at the age of 40 where I'm saying I'm waiting for my beard to fill in.
Yeah.
I think, too, it's just your color.
Yeah, my hair color.
Yeah.
So your son, does he have a beard yet?
No, but he does have a lot of peach fuzz and all that kind of stuff. Should I have not said peach fuzz? Y'all are laughing.
He's going to get mad.
Peach fuzz.
Well, what else
David,
am I supposed to say?
What do you think of when you hear the word peach fuzz?
I think of my grandpa, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because he says, David, how about you put some milk on that and let the cat lick it off?
So he's making fun of you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do most older people like to have a clean-shaved face?
I think so.
Like, when you think about people who are, like, 60, 70.
Well, I don't know. David Letterman, I mean, he let his beard grow out. But again,
he's not normal, though. He's,
you know
he's
what?
A television star.
You don't
star
see and, a lot of beards on older people.
Well, you right. do. I think it's either, like, all or nothing, though. Because if you see a beard, it's a beard. I
they mean,
it's
always like, have it.
Yeah, it's huge. But if you, you know, or... It's not like yours or mine. It's no like in between. It's either all there or nothing.
You know, it's kind of funny because I think about my grandfather, like, and he had the, what we call the horseshoe. What would you call that?
It's a horseshoe.
Receding hairline, whatever. Mm-hmm. But he always had a shaved face, like my whole youth, he did that.
Right.
And then as I was about 16 or 17, he'd come in with a couple days of like scruff. And I always told him, Pop, you got to do that. But still to this day, he's probably 86. He'll get in there and shave his face every day. It's like
really?
Part of his routine.
Yeah.
We're like, I don't know a lot of people that shave their face every day.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I typically don't. There are some people who have to, though.
Like Matt Stoltz.
Yeah, he has to.
He has to shave his face every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
It's part of his routine.
Hmm. Yeah, he'll have to, though, because he'll grow a whole beard in like a day.
Yeah. I saw one time he started off a football game without one, and by the end of it, he had a full beard.
Have you ever
seen that baseball game that went so many innings
yes.
that time?
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen that commercial in Buffalo Wild Wings where they're like, grow a rally beard? That's actually Matt Stoltz, believe it or not.
What's a rally
in
beard?
In the commercial.
Yeah, the commercial. The guy's like, I'll grow a rally beard. And he just instantly starts growing out this beard.
Yes, that's
and within
him.
Like a minute, it's all the way down to his waist. It's Matt Stoltz.
Dude, wings sound good.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, dude.
I've been doing the meal prepping this week, and I've tried to stay hardcore with it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I realized when I was talking to my buddy Dustin Starr, he was telling me, try to get 40 to 50 grams of protein per meal. And again, like, it's so much easier to get your calories through eating bad food.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're eating, you know, chicken breasts and broccoli,
oh yeah,
like, you got to eat a ton of it. And to eat, I'm burping, 5 or 6 times a year.
That's awesome.
Man.
That's why I lost so much weight. 5 or 6 times a day. Last night, it was about 9:45, and I was making my final meal of the day.
Golly, man.
8 ounces of chicken, 3 ounces of broccoli, and that becomes a lot. Because 8 ounces doesn't sound like that much.
It's a ton.
It's a lot.
That's a lot of food.
Like, if you give me a 16-ounce steak, I can tear through it. But give me 8 ounces of, like, cubed chicken or shredded chicken,
that's
and
dry.
It's a lot. Well, see, I did mine in the crock pot. Have you ever done that?
It's really good.
Okay,
so I put all of the breasts.
Just rip it right off.
I even did one better. I shredded the beef or the chicken.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I took the forks and I was pulling it apart. So basically we had, 4 pounds of shredded chicken. And then you take the Frank's hot sauce and put it on top of it. Because really, I mean, other than sodium, that's not too bad.
Yeah. So what else do you put in there? Like onions and or potatoes or anything
it's
like
just
that?
Chicken.
Or just the chicken?
Yeah.
I'll have to try that.
No, the
really crock pot,
and my wife actually enjoys that better than on the grill.
Because it's just real juicy and tender and has all, seems like it keeps the flavor in it.
Right. And anytime I grill something.
Baked chicken, ugh.
Oh, in the oven?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Not my favorite.
I've had to do that quite a bit. And I, it, like Especially, the next day.
Yeah, if you're meal prepping, worst. It's like the chicken on the second or third day is like rubber.
Yeah. It's bad.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you put it in the crock pot for? For like
four hours. And then, man, I started shredding it, and it kind of soaked up the juices, so it kind of had some of the juices back in there.
That's cool.
Do you put, like, chicken broth in there, or what?
Mm-mm. It just made its own.
By itself? You just put four?
I just put the breasts.
No salt and pepper, nothing?
I did salt and pepper a little bit. But, see, I mean, it ends up, when you shred it, there's so much chicken there that, you can't really tell.
I like to get my chicken, if I ever bake it, I'll put the Frank's hot sauce on there.
Yeah.
And I'll put some...
Who is Frank? Y'all keep bringing up Frank.
Frank's a nice guy.
Frank Sinatra.
He lives on G Street.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anyway, so I put Italian dressing on there and some What's This seasoning. It's out of Newport. It's a local thing.
Really?
Yeah. And it is all so good.
So you do Italian seasoning and the Frank's?
Well, Italian dressing.
Italian dressing. I do some of that too.
Yeah.
And Frank's. Mm-hmm. You mix it?
Yeah. It's actually really good. Because you kind of get that hotness of Frank's, and then you mix it in there with it. I love Italian dressing, so I'm kind of partial to it.
Yeah.
And What's This is kind of like, I don't even know what you describe it as. It's like a hot mixture, kind of. It's not super hot, but it has a lot of good seasoning and flavor in it. You can use it on steak, chicken, burgers, whatever.
I have to try it. Yeah. Where do you buy it?
It's a company out of Newport. It's in Kroger. I've seen it in Kroger a lot. Just different grocery stores like that. Kroger is probably the main place. Maybe... I'd say Kroger. Sorry. I can't give you more options because I don't know.
Were you just going to start making stuff up?
Well, I was thinking it might have been in Food Smart, but I'm not sure.
Hmm.
I don't want to be making stuff
up. I love lemon pepper, and I love teriyaki flavor stuff. And
lemon pepper on my broccoli pretty much every time I eat it. I'm not a big broccoli fan, but it's such a good vegetable to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody else who works here the other day, and they were talking about what they're doing to try to lose weight. And like, I think, and this is part of the deal that a lot of people think they can just cut one thing out and lose weight, or if they just don't eat, they lose weight.
Some people can, but...
But like, not a lot.
Yeah.
Like, if you're truly trying to change your body up, it's like, I just don't think people are informed enough, you know? And it's like, man, I wish you'd just do a little bit of research, because you realize not eating isn't going to really help you that much.
It actually hurts you a lot.
Because your body hangs on to that. Like, I'm starving. Wait, no, I don't want you to do that.
It's like you've been dropped off on an island and your body's afraid that you're not going to survive. So it goes into burning muscle and all this other stuff first. But like people who go and say, I'm going to cut one thing. And yeah, it does help a little bit. But man, if you were just able to go one step further, you know, you could do more.
Yeah.
That's something that took me forever to learn. I don't know why I didn't try to learn that when I was younger, because I remember people telling me, cause they always wanted me to get bigger because I wanted to wrestle full time and, and all that. And, you know, especially when I was 18, 21, I was little.
Yeah.
And my buddies were giants. You know, it's kind of weird. It's like, oh, you got to eat, you got to eat. And back then I didn't really care. I don't know what I was thinking back then. Just, hey, I'm going to survive. I have a job now. Why should I try to get any bigger? I'm already working. But I wish now I would have started the fitness journey way back.
It's just so hard to eat like that, though. To eat so healthy and get all the calories you need and then work out on top of that, man, it's tough.
But literally, and I know you guys make fun of my lunchtime workout, but it breaks up my day so much. Mm-hmm. And then by the time I'm off work, I don't have to work out.
Yeah, that's nice.
Plus, no, I get it.
I get my lunch and then I come back with the energy. It really does make a big difference. Mm-hmm. I know not everybody can do that. And I can't do it every day.
Yeah.
There's going to be that straggler meeting that happens right when I should be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But it does. It's enjoyable. So
yeah, I get it.
Anyway, Kelly's kids are driving. That's a huge deal when you think about, like, man, I mean, that's a huge step in life.
Right. Gosh. So we were coming back from eating last night. We were in two separate cars, and my husband called me, and he was like, hey, stop here. And I was like, okay, why? And he goes, I'll tell you when we get there. And so I had two of the kids with me. He had one of them with him. And so we get there and all of us kind of get out of the car because we didn't know what was going on. And he was like, all right, Kurt, Ella, we're going to have your first driving lesson. Mm. And my heart just sank, like, oh no, they are that age, because they're 14 and Ella's about to be 14. And so it's time that they start learning all that. You know, and it was very cool, but sad. And but they had a great time, and now they're excited about it.
They're gonna want to drive every day.
They're gonna want to practice a lot more. Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird though, because I can't imagine like being at that point where, oh my gosh, you're about to be independent.
Yeah.
Because like when you get the car, you feel like you're independent,
mm-hmm. right?
Even though your parents are probably paying for it and paying your insurance.
Mm-hmm.
How expensive is it to insure kids these days?
We're not there yet. So I don't know, but I bet it's bad. I know that I think boys are more expensive to insure than girls. Yes.
Add a 16-year-old boy to your policy, I bet it's crazy.
Yeah. It depends on the vehicle too. Like if you get more of a safety vehicle, has all the 5-star ratings and stuff, it won't be as bad. But if you get them a red Corvette, yeah, that's going to be outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
What was your first car?
It was my truck. I got it in 2010.
The same one you're driving today?
Mm-hmm. All the way paid off? Yeah.
Yeah.
They got to drive both Joey's truck and my car, and they got to see the difference. Joey was trying to explain to him, now listen, hers is going to go a little bit quicker. And so they got to feel the difference of the car and the truck. Kurt liked the truck better. Ella liked the car better. Yeah. It was funny. Yeah.
I wish I had a truck. I do. Can I have your truck? I'll give you my car payment. You give me your paid off truck.
Oh, that's great. Let's work this out.
Doesn't that sound like a good deal?
Yeah. Like $40,000.
What?
For mine.
$40,000.
Yeah, that's
so you can go buy a brand new truck. Yours is a 2010.
Yeah.
What was your first vehicle?
I had a 1992 teal Honda Accord.
Pull up a picture of that type of deal. I went out. My grandfather owned a car dealership, and me and my cousin started driving at the same time. He was a year younger, but I guess he started before I did. So my cousin got, and this is, golly, it would have been 93. My cousin ended up with like a 92 black Jeep Wrangler.
Ooh.
That you could take the top off of. And like he had a cool, cool Jeep, right?
Yeah.
And I decided I wanted to look like I was rich. And I don't even know why. I think, let me see. Let me go 1983 BMW. I think this is it. Oh gosh, guys, if this is it, you're going to laugh so hard. No, it's not it. Maybe it was not an 83. It's a BMW 320i. And I think it probably looked a little bit like this, but it was black. So imagine me, like in the town I grew up in, there were a lot of well-to-do families.
Right.
And it was a big school. Like I told you, my graduating class was like 1,500 people.
Mm-hmm.
So like the well-to-do kids had brand new BMWs and stuff like that. I had one that was 10, 12 years old that looked like that.
Dang.
Oh, that's cool.
No, it's not.
This was mine.
I remember seeing those kind of cars. What was it?
It was a 1990 teal Honda Accord.
Is it actually the car?
That's it, yeah.
That's in front of your house?
No. But it looks just, it okay, looks yeah, just like you. That.
So that's me driving that. Well, my cousin has a Jeep Wrangler.
Dude, those were really popular, though.
But here's the deal. Again, it's an 83 and I was driving it in 93.
Oh. That's not too bad.
10 years is
a vintage car.
Yeah. It's a big difference, guys. Nice. You know that.
It's not bad. I've seen worse.
I mean, it could be worse.
Well, I'm gonna find the car I learned how to drive in.
Was it a different car?
It's horrific.
Okay, try to find that.
Okay.
A Hurst.
That's what she said on the show. Yeah. She drove a Hurst.
I accidentally said Hurst.
I noticed today as I was leaving the house, and we talked about this on the show, I spilled coffee on my jeans.
Where is the stain? I haven't seen it.
It's right here by my crotch.
It's just because he's dramatic.
Oh, no. Was it
it's
really?
Probably one little drop.
No, it's one.
Oh, gosh.
Two. Stop. It's three long drips. But I don't even know when I did it. I noticed it as I was driving, and I thought, well, I hope that's water on my pants. And then, of course, it stains into being coffee, and we have guests that come in, and then I feel like I'm dirty.
Oh, they never even saw it.
Nope.
But it's weird because, like, in the summertime, like, legitimately this time of year, I guess I go back to wearing, like, the chill clothes because it's so hot. Mm-hmm. And, like, if I put on my fitted polo and my jeans that are fitted or whatever,
yeah.
It just feels like, I don't know, it feels like I'm smothering in them.
Yeah.
I get that.
But I feel like I look a little bit lazy today.
Yeah, it's not that. I mean, I think radio's just different. I don't think people in radio have to dress up. That's just my opinion.
Well, see, I agree with you, but at the same point, you know,
we have other people that work here that are in suits.
Right. And you have people that do dress up, and I think there's expectations. And
do you feel a little bit guilty sometimes?
I do today a little bit because I'm wearing a Global Force Wrestling t-shirt and baggy jeans.
Well, I mean, that's what basically I wear. Not the Global Force thing, but just like the t-shirt and jeans.
That's what you learned
this
to drive
in. This is what
in.
I learned to drive in, except it was like a brown.
You know, legit, I love those kind of cars.
Well, go get you one. I'll take your truck and you get one of those.
If I ever get a vintage car, it'd be something like that.
Vintage.
That's vintage.
Vintage. It was.
All right. So relax. What are you wearing today? It's so funny. We work together all day and we see each other's heads.
It's a t-shirt.
Oh, we don't even know what we're wearing.
It's like a dressier t-shirt.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It has the...
crisscrosses.
Are they built into it? Or is that a brassiere?
No, they're built into the t-shirt.
Remember that one day she wore that
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she wore that lingerie and it was
a
out
bralette.
For everyone to see.
I wore a bralette. So a bralette.
The greatest part about her wearing her see-through bra to work was that we...
Number one, it was not a see-through bra.
She was wearing a
white,
thin shirt that day. And then
y'all are the liars straight from hell.
Do you remember when Playboy took nudity out, but they still had nudity, basically?
It was her.
That's essentially
y'all are absolutely 100% lying.
That's essentially Kim Kardashian got many of her fashion ideas
from Kelly. Me. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's
yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, but legit about her see-through bra that she wore.
Mm-hmm.
When she came to work that day and she knew that we picked on it a little bit, but we did it just because we knew it would agitate her.
Right.
Like, because legit, we knew what it was.
Yeah.
But we just said it. She's never wore it again. And she told us at the end of the day, I'm never wearing this here again.
I did say that.
When was that? Like 4 or 5 months ago?
No. It's been there in the summer. I just haven't worn that shirt again, so I haven't. It's that tie-dyed one. It's the tie-dyed green one. I just haven't worn it again. So when I wear it again, I'm going to wear the bralette again.
And when she wears her see-through bra, if you would like photos, just add
I'm
me
gonna,
on
yeah,
Twitter.
I'm going to take pictures and I'm going to post them everywhere.
Bet you won't wear it tomorrow.
Bet you won't either.
I'm wearing tie-dye now, so I don't want to wear tie-dye tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. That's not tie-dye.
If I didn't tell you what my shirt said, would you guys know?
Global Force Wrestling.
But would you know today?
Yeah,
I would. You paid attention?
Yeah.
I just don't pay attention.
You just grab shirts and go?
Well, like I mean, I knew it, but I'm just saying because of the way we sit and we have stuff over us so we can put stuff on so we can read and all the microphones and all the equipment. Like, legitimately, all I see is her neck up.
Mm-hmm.
I see a little bit more of you because of where you sit. But
I don't wear anything, though. I wear, like, this is like me every day, a plain shirt.
We know.
Just a different color.
Okay, so let's go back to David and his clothes because they are plain colored clothes and jeans. Every once in a while, he'll come in wearing his A-State stuff, depending on who we're interviewing, in case he's trying to get hired or something.
That is dumb. I didn't wear anything A-State today at
That's
all.
That's dumb.
So anyway, do you have any other shirts that have graphics on it other than A-State stuff?
I have a Guy Harvey shirt. I have a lot of Pike shirts. I just don't wear those
anymore.
Steve
Harvey shirt?
Steve Harvey. Guy Harvey.
What is that?
That's like a fishing company or something like that.
What's on it? Is it a fish?
It's a fish. I've wore it before.
Is it a big fish?
It's on the back. It's like a swordfish.
Yeah.
It's actually a really good shirt. I like it. I can't picture it. It's kind of got that, it's maroon. Uh-huh. It's got that faded look to it now on the back because it's been worn so much. So now I think it's almost like has a vintage feel to it.
Don't you love it that when your clothes get old, you can just say they're vintage?
Yeah. Exactly. And the shirt's only like 3 years old, but I like it a lot.
I have a shirt where the logo, I guess just in the washing machine, kind of rubbed off a little bit, but I think it looks cool too.
Yeah.
But I mean, you give Kai a shirt like that, he's seven. He'd be like, this shirt looks old. Mm-hmm. It looks dirty.
Yeah.
He's so picky about stuff.
Exactly.
I don't know where he gets that.
It's not Brandon.
It isn't me.
No, it's not you.
It wasn't me.
Mm-mm. Thanks, Shaggy.
Thank you.
Oh.
Just because you made it do it.
This song is so overplayed.
Who plays it? It's on the shuffle button down the hall. But you made it do it real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
But she caught me on the counter.
It wasn't me.
Saw me kissing on the sofa.
It wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
It wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
It wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
It wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
It wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
It wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she got me red-handed.
Creeping with the girl next door.
Picture this, we were both butt-naked. Love on the bathroom.
Is he saying butt naked?
I think he said buck.
No, I think it's butt naked.
Butt naked.
Which one is it?
Look it up.
Ask you.
All right, look it up.
What would butt naked mean?
Butt naked. Butt,
what is like, buck naked?
That's what I'm saying.
That's Joe Buck.
Joe Buck's naked.
Yeah.
I wonder if Troy Aikman
because
is.
MC Hammer says, get buck, get buck, get buck, get
that's
buck, get
I'm
buck.
Thinking it's buck naked.
I
it's
think
not
it is
butt
too.
Naked.
Buck naked.
No, I think it's butt.
You don't even know. You weren't even old enough to even hear that song.
I remember that song. It played every other song.
As he was jumping on his trampoline.
Why are you so mad about it?
I'm just saying. I just remember that
song.
You
were so much more pleasant when you were ordering a sex robot.
Yeah, that was on yesterday's show. All right.
Wasn't he so much nicer?
He was. He was like in much better mood.
Okay, here we go. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed.
Creeping with the girl.
I just lost it.
Because you're wrong.
Let me tell you something that really makes me angry. Whenever you're on a website, you're looking at something, and a stupid ad comes up, and you lose your spot. That makes me mad. Anyway.
Angry
See,
much?
If that happens to me, and I'm like, my thing, if something just popped up, David starts yelling at me.
And
calls me a grandma.
Here we go. Honey came in, and she caught me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this. We were both butt naked.
He didn't know what he was talking
Quote
about.
Quote the source.
Okay, it's on geniuslyrics.com. I'll go to
somewhere
else.
That's probably some little kid.
Okay,
because I've done this on lyrics
this is
before.
AZ Lyrics.
Like lyrics I knew were wrong, that they had typed in wrong, but so many websites just copy the other website.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly, so I think we'll find the same thing here.
All right, I'm going to do this. Here.
Yep.
What? Hang on.
Now, in the clean version, it's picture this. We were both caught making love on the bathroom floor. There's no butt naked. Picture this, we were both butt naked.
Picture this, we were...
Both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor.
Or it could be, we were both caught naked, whatever.
Yeah, that one, the clean version doesn't even say...
Oh, full lyrics. This is actually going to be from Shaggy.
Uh-oh.
All right, yo, man, yo. Open up, man.
Skip all this.
Don't read the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Get it, too. Let's do it together. We'll go line by line.
I've got it.
You have it?
Yeah.
On this thing, the Google Play Music lyrics from Shaggy?
Oh, I don't have it like that. I have
Son
it.
Son of a gun.
I have it for mine, which
I
is...
I told you I had the official.
Which is the same. It's
Go
the
to the
same.
Official.
This is the official one.
The official.
One.
Okay, do you want to start your music? Start.
You go ahead.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
What do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You let her catch you?
I don't know why I let this happen.
With who?
The girl you know. The girl next door you know. I can't
man.
Read.
Are you okay?
Whose turn
You're
is it?
You're supposed to go, man.
I did. I said, man.
Well, you got to say it like you're a rapper.
Man.
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 I don't know what to do.
Say it wasn't you.
All right. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed.
Creeping with the girl next door.
Picture this. We were both...
Butt naked.
It says butt naked. Mm. Son of a...
David the Barrel Boy is right.
Banging on the
Maybe
bathroom
we should
floor.
Tweet Shaggy and let him know he needs to change his lyric to buck.
Right. It should buck. Be buck. It should be buck naked. Banging on the bathroom floor is the next lyric.
Do we have that one song?
Because, man, Yeah, the bathroom floor is clean.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
That's gross. That is really disgusting.
How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All the time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me. Can you imagine the scenario?
That's a really bad one.
Like, think about that.
It's a horrible scenario.
Awful.
And then you keep saying it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. That's not me on camera.
That's not me here next to you in person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, why are we on that?
Did we have that one song, Nuck If You Buck? You remember that?
I can probably get it off of this.
I'm pretty sure we have it on our own system, though.
What Nuck? Is it?
How do you even spell Nuck?
I think it's K-N.
Nuck If You Buck. Who put that in here?
Probably you.
I've never played Nuck If You Buck.
I don't believe it because I'm pretty sure it's in there.
Oh my God, it is.
I told you.
Nuck If You Buck.
Play it.
I don't give a. Nuck If You Buck, why
not? If you buck, listen to that. Nuck If You Buck, why not? If you buck, why not? Yeah. A little scrappy.
What does that even mean? I'm gonna look it up.
Okay. Glad you know that one.
I'm just saying.
What does...
Oh, here we go.
Nuck If You Buck mean?
Oh, you remember Juju on that beat?
No.
That.
What is that?
Nuck If You Buck has like the same sound as Juju on that beat.
Man, I'm so surprised I didn't catch
it. Means if you want to, this means if you want to fight, you want to fight if someone offends you, preparing to fight if someone steps to you.
Nuck If You Buck.
Brandon, you want to nuck if you buck?
Yeah, man, we can't say anything like that because we just do not sound like we know what we're talking about.
Going back to 2004, nuck if you
I'm
going to
say that at the karate school tonight. About to spar.
Yeah, I think you should.
Yeah.
Nuck If You Buck.
Nuck
boy.
If You Buck, kids.
So David's playtime is officially over.
Wow.
His time of being a single man has come to an end.
The mouse has been away. He's played. It's time to get back to business.
It's the cat. While the cat's away, the mice will play.
The hell is she talking about?
You're welcome. While everyone, you're away. Welcome. Everyone is welcome for me
what
messing
she,
that up.
I love the fact that she tries to bring stuff like that.
I try, and I always mess it up every time.
What is that lube that she always talks about?
What? Brandon.
What is it?
Don't say that. What?
The lubricant.
What?
You know the one.
I don't know. I'm
her you were telling me about her favorite one.
Oh, DW-40.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What were you thinking? You disgusting said, sex
anytime
robot.
Anytime you say lubricant,
yeah.
Horrible things are going to pop into people's minds.
All I can think about
you
was
don't
KY.
Say lubricant on a show.
Why are you thinking about Kentucky?
Exactly.
Oh, gosh.
Because Rachel's coming in tomorrow.
Where was she?
She was on a mission trip, and then she decided to come back this weekend. She has a bridal shower or something she's going to. There's too much of that going on right now.
Everybody's getting married but her.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do when she gets back here? What's the first thing? Stop looking at me like that. What's the first thing you're going to do with her?
You mentioned the playtime.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
Going to give her a big hug, hopefully. Tell her you missed her, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You're being weird about it.
Why is he looking at us and doing his eyebrows like
let
that?
Let her know I missed her.
Oh, my gosh.
What, you want a real answer? What do you want me to tell you?
Well, I
want
to know what y'all plan on doing. Like,
y'all have a date or anything?
You've been apart for a month.
Probably go to Tamales.
They're all gassed
some
up.
Some burritos.
Yeah, I love that place.
Gassed up and ready to go.
Gas her up and take her home.
God.
Hey, tell my friends Victor and Brian and the rest of the crew over there. I said, what's up?
It's been like a month since I've been out there.
Yvonne is there. He's one of the managers at Tamales. I love that place.
It's really
good.
It's
okay to go every once in a while. You know that, right?
No, I know.
Yeah.
Because I can just get fajitas.
Mm-hmm. Dude, just me. I get the chimichanga.
My wife likes that.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's good food. I love the enchilada
dinner.
I
always get fajitas. Always.
Everywhere you go.
Just about.
Every Mexican restaurant is
almost,
fajitas.
Yeah.
I don't like how they don't give you a plate.
What do you mean they don't give you a plate?
They don't give you like a bonus plate.
How many plates do you need? They give you three or four things.
Yeah.
A fajita?
There's not enough room for a plate because you've got the plate of everything. Because all you need is like your hand to wrap your fajita in and then you eat it.
No, you need a plate.
So they give you the tray that it's steaming with all the food on it, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you have your meat and you have your onions and you have all the bell peppers and stuff like that.
Then you have the other plate that has all the other stuff
the
on
ingredients.
It.
The ingredients.
Right, the cheeses and the sour cream.
Yeah.
And then you have another thing that has your tortillas. How many more plates do you need?
You just need one more so you can put your tortilla on the plate so you can make it a pretty
How slow do you eat?
Even fajita. That's what I'm saying. Like, I never order fajitas because I get so stressed out.
Why don't you just set it on the table?
That's gross. You set it on any
table. Why don't you
table.
Just scoot some of your ingredients over that you
right.
put in?
You can't do that because then it starts falling on the table.
So you can't enjoy a meal.
I can enjoy a meal.
Basically, you don't eat.
And it's not that I don't like fajitas, but I mean, I just don't typically order them because
You're
of that.
It's extremely freaking difficult.
I am not.
If we ever go out to eat together, we're not going to Mexico.
We're not going again. We're never going again. How many times have we all been out to eat together?
Never.
Twice.
Once, before we even worked together on the show, we had a pre-show meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What happened after that? Where else did we go?
Breakfast in Manila.
Yeah.
We did do that.
So about three times.
Oh, that time she was trying to show off her tatas?
What?
I remember that.
Do you remember it?
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't Manila.
She was all hunched over.
Was it?
Oh, wait, Krispy Kreme.
Oh,
remember
that's a
that?
Different time.
Yeah, she
y'all are
I know this guy.
Smoking crack.
She leaned over like this and put her arms together.
Y'all are unbelievable.
Peck flex.
They are yelling and ganging up on me for no reason.
Oh, we're
Peck
not.
Peck flex. Oh, Peck my flex. Gosh.
Oh. Like
I hate both of you. Yeah. I quit.
I mean, you legitimately were. We caught you both times.
Yeah.
Peck flexing?
I had to tell you in Manila, could you pull your shirt up?
You are lying.
I remember it.
That's, you're lying.
We had a big crowd in there.
Oh my gosh.
We sure did.
Oh my gosh.
The manager keeps telling us to come back.
The manager. There was like three people in there. And she was a woman.
Well, she wants more people in there. So.
I mean, she knows what draws a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever we were hiring you and you told me sex sells.
I never said that.
You remember that meeting?
I remember.
I've never met.
That was at another lunch meeting.
About that.
She's
oh, there's another lunch meeting we've met at and eaten together.
She's okay. Just gross. Mm-hmm. Well, she used to be gross.
Used to be. Yeah.
All right, y'all have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow.
Oh, man. It's funny how off subject we get into.
Uh-huh.